From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The government issues its employment report for September this morning. It is expected to show job losses slowing, but the unemployment rate continuing to rise. NPR's John Itzde reports.
A survey of economists done by Reuters predicts the net number of jobs lost in the U.S. in September will turn out to be about 180,000. The survey also estimates the unemployment rate will rise from 9.7 to 9.8%. However, earlier this week, ADP, a private company, estimated that payrolls contracted by just over 250,000 in September. If ADP is correct, the number of jobs lost last month would be greater than the number lost in August. That would be a disappointment. Although many economists, including Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, believe the recession has ended, most think job growth won't begin until well into next year. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, the last of five committees working on a health care overhaul appears headed toward approval of its measure. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
A final vote won't come until next week after the Congressional Budget Office has time to recheck the numbers. But through nearly 2 weeks of debate, the often maligned bill Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus brought before his panel managed to survive attacks from both the right and the left. Before members wrapped up debate around 2 a.m., they did agree to several amendments intended to ease the potential burden on middle-income taxpayers. One would allow states to negotiate directly with insurers to offer plans for those who earn too much for Medicaid, but still less than twice the poverty level. Another would lower the amount middle-income families could be required to pay for insurance from 10% of their income to 8%. And a third would give some people with very expensive insurance policies a larger cushion before a new tax would be imposed. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The International Olympic Committee is to vote today on where the 2016 Summer Olympics will take place. In Copenhagen today, President Obama made a personal pitch for his adopted hometown, Chicago.
We know how to put on big events. And scores of visitors and spectators will tell you that we do it well.
It was the first ever personal pitch to the IOC from a U.S. president. Other cities in the running are Madrid, Tokyo, and Rio de Janeiro. Officials in the Philippines have started evacuating areas believed likely to be in the path of another typhoon. Last week's storm brought landslides and flooding that left nearly 300 Filipinos dead and swamped the homes of more than 2 million people. Nearly 100 people in Vietnam died in the storm and more than a dozen in Cambodia. From Washington, this is NPR News. U.S. automakers are reporting steep sales declines for September. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET in Detroit has details.
Automakers expected to lower sales figures in the aftermath of Cash for Clunkers. The federal program pushed many consumers to purchase cars in August, lowering demand and shrinking vehicle inventories in September. General Motors sold more than 156,000 cars and trucks last month after selling 246,000 in August. That's down 45% from September 2008. Mike DiGiovanni is GM's Director of Market and Industry Analysis.
We got caught a little bit short in September, but that shouldn't be a problem as we replenish the inventories.
Chrysler says its sales fell 42% compared to year-ago levels. Ford fared the best of the major U.S. automakers, with sales falling 5%. Both Toyota and Honda posted double-digit sales declines for the month. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
Toyota is recalling 3.8 million vehicles in which it believes loose floor mats could force down accelerator pedals and cause crashes. The U.S. government says it's received reports of 100 related incidents involving Toyota vehicles, including 17 crashes and 5 fatalities. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood calls it an urgent matter. Toyota's president says an investigation is ongoing. The recall includes Toyota's hot-selling hybrid Prius model and other Toyota and Lexus models. An accident involving a Lexus vehicle outside of San Diego in August claimed the lives of 4 members of a family. Stock prices have fallen around the globe today, and the dollar has held steady against other currencies. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.